listener production.
We've got Heston Russell back on the line. You're going to become a politician. You really think, I reckon that's more dangerous than what you did in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Hey, g'day, Steve. How you doing?
All right, thanks.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And that's really the sad part. And look, just quickly taking you on the journey, Steve, exactly as you just said, this last year I've done a podcast with Tony Abbott. I also did one with Julia Gillard. And they were the huge insights to me at how we are going about it all wrong, selecting, supporting, training and developing our politicians. And if nothing else, the first policy need to be is to help fix the people and the processes that are making these decisions, to better go through a process of how we select, train, test and develop our politicians and their staff members and those bureaucrats. Because at the moment, mate, the system does not work. And we are pulling ourselves apart over something that we should be accelerating out of and establish ourselves as a power in the Asia Pacific region on.
We know your passion for all things to do with veterans, and we know your passion for Australia's influence offshore militarily.
Yes.
Domestically, what do you think that you would bring to Parliament if you were to stand?
Absolutely, Steve. I think we need to get our focus back to our individual community levels and our collective culture. You know, one big thing that I looked at over the weekend is on the Home Affairs website, there are the Australian values and the Australian values statement that we require everyone visiting our country to abide by. And just quickly summarising, they have things like respect for the freedom and dignity of the individual, equality of opportunity for all people. You know, this good old right for a fair go, mutual respect, tolerance and compassion for those in need. And particularly that last point, you and I know, mate, this whole year, let alone the last month, compassion for those in need has come down to, you know, how much you can afford that. The price of justice in this country is going to only those who can afford it, as opposed to those who are struggling every single day. And we're only struggling because the people we're putting in these positions of leadership are those who are ruling through authority and fear. And if nothing else, trying to bring back some motivation through inspiration, trying to bring back some people into politics as a party that I can have a part of building from the ground up, that can perhaps behave in the way which Australians expect, let alone the way in which we might aspire to see from our elected representatives. That'll be a great win. But you're right, mate. I will set about and go through some very deliberate policies when it comes up to a bit closer to election time. But in the meantime, it's about getting the right people in the right places. So as any policy that can be developed and changed to make sure it meets the requirement and is fit for purpose.
Is there a political leader, current or past, that you have regard for that you would model it on, or is this a completely individual choice on how you would present yourself?
Well, I think the key part is, Steve, there are so many good politicians in all of the parties that I've met with so far, but so many of them are hamstrung by the political parties and are actually unable to demonstrate their authentic selves in the process. And I think it's a mixture of putting it all together. And the best part is, mate, I might not be the best to lead this party. There might be others that come along the way who are better at the political game, and I don't want it to be a game, but unfortunately, at the moment it is. So for me, the modelling is leadership and responsible leadership and servant leadership. And above all, mate, it's being accountable and being authentic. You know, we are all human, we all have mistakes, but I tell you what, if we're making mistakes because we're not putting in our best effort, which is going on right now, and we're hiding behind political spin as opposed to just speaking direct and with common sense to the Australian people, then we're definitely going down the wrong path. And that's all I see in front of me is people leading our country through press conferences as opposed to deliberate planning and policy documents and group planning that's going to survive the next election, as opposed to one side versus the other side. And every 3 years we change our course.
One of the first things we should do is stop those daily press conferences, because they're just doing more damage, I think, mentally to people than what having them does. I've met lots of politicians for many years, and many of them are great people, but once they get in there, the system corrupts them. How do you prevent that from happening to you?
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. And look, touching on your first point, my entire career in Special Forces, we weren't even allowed to have social media, let alone media. And we achieved some absolutely amazing thing when people were just able to focus on what they were doing. And the Australian public was able to live happy in those freedoms, not knowing all those risks out there, because that was our job to do. Not to create anxiety each day to make people feel like they need you to demonstrate and exercise that control through fear. Yeah, you're right. Being good at your job and being a good person is what is needed. And you're right, mate. Being corrupted by the system, I'm safe to say that I don't think I can be corrupted at this point in time. Nearly a year ago, I thought that I needed to take myself out of this world to be of more use to it. And ever since then, and connecting with those who I know have a true and authentic purpose and motivated by you know, my mother, my sister, my grandmother, my father, my nephew, my niece, my little sausage dog, all those things that are actually what provide me with happiness in this world and the inspiration to do the right thing so as for generations to come. You know, that is a lasting impact. I don't care about money. I don't care about profit. I don't care about being called sir. I never did. And this is about doing the right thing at a time when we need motivation through inspiration, not fear, anxiety, and this depressive state that has gripped our nation and put it back to being essentially a penal colony, as opposed to a political power in the Asia-Pacific region.
Yeah, well said. You'll always have our support here, obviously. And just before you go, and good luck with all of that, and we're happy to help you any way we can. Any update on the Afghan family trapped in Kabul that we talked about on Friday, where, of course, we have a husband and wife back here desperately trying to get them out?
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. So the Home Affairs Office and Department of Foreign Affairs had touched base with that family. She messaged me on the weekend. Still trying to work through options. Unfortunately, there aren't very many. But for your audience, and thank you for your support, we're linking in with a couple of friends who are US contractors who are actually looking at a commercial option to get her out of there as well. And I won't go into that to any more detail. But look, first and foremost, she's finally been contacted. She has support around her and her husband, but we're still not there yet.
All right. Let's keep an eye on that. Thank you very much, Heston. Good luck, mate. Talk soon.
Hey, thank you, Steve. HestonRussell.com for those who want to get involved. HestonRussell.com. Thanks, Steve.
HestonRussell.com. That's HESTON Russell with two S's and two L's. HestonRussell.com.
Listener.